Welcome to Mall Connection. I'm your host, Eric Harrell. I ask that you please like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on social media at Mall Connection Podcast. I have a guest tonight that is a photographer, a young lady, I might add. Her name is Kayla Michaud. Kayla, thank you for being a guest on the Mall Connection Podcast. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So tell me, you have been in the Nashville area just a short time. You grew up and you moved here from Boston, correct?
Yeah.
What enticed you to come to Nashville from Boston?
So I've been wanting to move to Nashville actually for the past 2 years. I just graduated last spring from undergrad from the University of Rhode Island, and I'm a big country music fan, which is probably a basic thing to say why you wanted to move to Nashville, but it's true. I love country music, and I actually worked in the film industry back in New England, but since I do a lot of photography and videography work, I really was drawn to working more in the music industry doing multimedia content rather than just narrative filmmaking, so I figured to just give it a shot, and I was really excited to live somewhere new. Like, I went to school and I was born and raised in New England.
Right.
So I wanted to live in a different part of the country.
Well, welcome to Nashville and to Tennessee.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. Okay, your brand of a photography, you said, is basically portrait and event photography, correct?
Yes.
How did you get started in each?
So I feel like that's a good question. I'm the kind of photographer who's always been drawn to a camera. My Nana gave me my first camera when I was about 5 years old, and it was like a children's Barbie camera that was shot on film. And from there, my dad always had like a camcorder growing up, so I did like the home videos and everything, and was just a creative kid. Like, I was a theater kid. I did dance. I was not athletic. and I did that my whole life. Like, I was in orchestra. So then in high school, I started getting more interested in documenting things and always recording things and taking photographs. And then I went to college and I studied film production and multimedia journalism, which is a lot of camera work and photography and really working with people and doing events. And like, it kind of just has like spiraled and like led up to that my whole life.
Wow. Great, great. Here I am. I am someone that just picked up a camera and started taking the pictures. Here is a lady that actually knows how to do it, okay? I swear to God, wow. And you said you also do event photography.
Yes.
I have thought about trying that, but I've never known the right people to contact with.
Yeah, so back home, I did a lot of assistant shooting for weddings in Rhode Island and Massachusetts with that kind of event. And then also my school newspaper, I did a lot of event photography for them. But when I moved down here, I've just been networking like crazy. I moved down here on a month and a half notice with no job. And I was really just joining Facebook pages and networking with photographers, building my brand on social media, pitching myself to people, and still putting myself out there now. And I've gotten lucky, and I've been partnering with another photographer. His name is James Gray. He like also is Nashville based, and him and I work together a lot for event photography for musicians for a group called EBCM. And from there, I've kind of just been getting more event shoots. So I feel like it's taken off a bit more down here with more entertainment events, whereas mm-hmm. back home I did a lot more of like weddings and corporate
right.
events.
Right, right. I knew you had to have some background as far as your high school yearbook, college newspaper, things of that nature to get your feet wet in photography. And that is a great way of doing it. Really, really, really is. The event photography, you've got to know the right connections, the right people to put you in the area to be able to do that brand of photography. Is that correct?
Yes, it's really all just about who you know.
Are those people ones that I guess you can say they recommend a photographer to be here at this venue? Or is it basically anyone that can get credentials can be there? Are you on the A list of photographers that can be at a venue?
I would say I'm probably not quite there yet. I've only lived here for less than 4 months. And again, I moved here with knowing literally no one, aside from like my roommate and one other person who are not in the photography multimedia field at all. Okay. So I didn't know anyone in my field. I had never stepped foot in Tennessee. So it was really starting from scratch. Whereas back in Boston and Rhode Island, I had a ton of connections. I was working for HBO and I was working for Showtime on different TV shows as a production assistant and in costumes. So I had a lot of connections from school and people I've worked with, and everything really built my ground there. And so back here, I would say I definitely have people now who recommend me and give out my name to people who either work in the industry or people I've met where they're like, oh, my friend's a photographer. She's great. Look at her photos. Like, I'd love to connect you guys. Yeah, it's like a little bit of like that stepping stone of hopefully getting there where more and more people will get to know me mm-hmm. as well and my work.
Couldn't the connections that you had up in Boston also work down here?
Not super common. A lot of people in Boston would also work in like Rhode Island, so like Providence, a little, not so much Connecticut, but it's kind of like every area is different. So even like the Boston network is completely different than the New York network and everything.
Wow.
So I haven't like met too many people who also like moved down here for photography. That's not true. I've met two other photographers who are originally from Massachusetts who moved down here and do photography. One of them, I think, went to school down here and then stayed down here. And then the other one, I forget why they did. So I don't think it's as common, but I also think it's a preference because you can be a photographer anywhere. I could have right. moved anywhere and still done photography. I was just really drawn to the music situation, and I also do videography and everything, so I brought those skills this way because why not?
What do you enjoy doing most, the photography or the videography?
Right now, I'm really comfortable as a photographer. I feel like I've been getting a lot more gigs, but I think long term for me, I want to shift into doing more video as well and like shooting music videos and get back into that like bigger production value since I do have like the onset experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I love photography either way, so it's kind of hard to say, but I definitely want to be doing more video commissioned work as well.
I had heard that Nashville was turning more into a video town than a photography town with all the music videos and everything.
I would say there's definitely crossover between the two because a lot of people love doing both or they want to experience both photography and videography. I know a lot. Some people focus mainly in like event photography for musicians and people who have gone on tour with musicians and like strictly have done that rather than dabbling in everything. Everyone has their own forte. But there's definitely been some overlap with someone being like, hey, I've worked with you as a photographer down here, but I know you really want to do video or I know you've done video. Let's work together and make this happen. Like one of the people I work with, James, him and I are working on video packages now because we're both interested in that. So there definitely is overlap. And people will recommend you either way. Like if you're professional and an easy person to work with, chances are that person's going to recommend you, whether they're in the same field as you or just someone who knows people looking for those skills.
Let's get over to your portrait photography. What is your portrait photography clientele like?
I do a lot of single portraits, whether those are headshots or anything else that's kind of like more for like LinkedIn, business profiles, that kind of stuff, but also like the creative single portraits of like anything. Like I have no limitations when it comes to me as a photographer. And then I also focus in on couple shoots. So doing like engagement sessions or just anniversary shoots for couples. And then also just like headshots and moving more into some like fashion shooting as well.
I know being a photographer, you're not supposed to be prejudiced and say, okay, I really like doing this a lot more than I like doing that. But what do you think is your forte? What do you think is your specialty?
I think I thrive with couple shoots and musician photography. So like when you're shooting a performance, like a concert or a smaller venue, or when you're working with couples. And it's just like, it comes down to the, not only like the shoot and everything, but also the environment you're in. Mm-hmm. And when you work with really fun people, the shoot is a lot of fun. Like for me, I like love my job. Like I don't feel like I'm working half the time. Like shooting isn't work for me. Like it is, because it's like what I choose to do for a career, but I'm loving it. So it feels just like enjoyable.
Right.
But I think definitely couple shooting and like shooting like live performances are definitely like my like favorites if I had to pick for where I thrive.
I envy you so much doing entertainers, singers, musicians. I mean, I have been at a few music venues and I've seen the photographers there and I'm like, okay, you lucky ducky. How'd you get this job? Okay, I want to know how, you know. Are you a photographer that would like to be on tour with a band constantly, or are you someone that would like to stick to the local honky-tonks in Nashville or the other night spots in Nashville? Which would you think you would be more comfortable with?
Right now, I like the smaller venues that are more local because this is still new to me. Like, the city's still very new, and I'm still exploring a lot. But I do really want to go on tour with a musician or a band because I just want to experience that life and be constantly shooting and constantly working with the same people and always doing live performances. I feel like you grow a lot as a photographer or doing that as a videographer. So I definitely want to accomplish that at some point. But for now, I'm really happy with getting the practice locally and exploring the area and always exploring different venues as well.
All you entertainers out there that are looking for it, a photographer to go with you on tour, here is your chance, okay?
Let a girl know.
The aspect of you doing portrait photography, couples, singles, your headshots for business executives. How did you get started doing that? How did you fall into that category?
I think for the first thing is that I've always been drawn to storytelling. I think at the end of the day, I'm a storyteller. When I was younger, I really liked creative writing. And then when I kind of dove more into cameras, I always loved making like little videos as a child. I grew up with just my parents, so I don't have any siblings. So I feel like sometimes you're influenced to be more creative as an only child. And so I would make like little music videos with like my stuffed animals and like my cat and everything, which is really cute looking back on it now. So I think I just love telling other people's stories and like different atmospheres. I'm also focused in a lot in documentary filmmaking as well. So I think that just made sense for me for photography. And it kind of started in high school when I knew I had friends who were graduating and I started doing their senior photos. And so I graduated high school in 2017. The people after me, like who I was still friends with, who graduated in 2018, I did their senior photos. And then in college, when I was working for the school newspaper, I was learning how to write. I was learning how to be a journalist. I learned how to be a section editor. But since I love cameras, I also did photography. And a lot of the times you just get thrown assignments and you have to go take pictures of people and everything. So it just like came natural to me.
Being a female photographer, are you working in a male-dominated industry?
100%.
100%. Okay. 100%. Okay. Elaborate on that.
I like to think it comes down to the person, but I will say like most of the photographers or anyone I met here for a while, I have not worked with another female photographer yet. I have been in contact with a few, but it is less common. And even in the film industry, working on film productions, a lot of the time it can be male dominated. However, I haven't really witnessed like blatant disrespect. There's a lot of male photographers who have taught me so much, and like we go back and forth, and like I text them throughout the week or plan shoots with them, and it's like very much like we're equals. I think it kind of just comes down to the individual, but at the end of the day, it's definitely like a male dominated field, and most of the people I've worked with are males. But I think you also just have to have that judgment of people, of like if you're working more one-on-one with another photographer or creative, make sure like you are respectful, stand up for yourself. Like I'm the kind of person, I can like walk into a room and I could be shooting with 8 other guys and like I'm not intimidated by that. Like I'm just used to it from that kind of like program and field, and like I just know like where my skills stand, and it's just knowing like that you're meant to be there. You're there to show off your skills, to be a really good photographer, but also to learn from each other. So it's like kind of hard to explain.
Yeah. Okay. Do you feel like you've got to prove yourself more so than a guy would have to in order to get the same opportunity, the same gig?
I think more often than not, it's like making sure you prove yourself that it doesn't matter like what gender you identify as.
What can a woman do to rectify that in your mind?
I honestly think it's just like reminding yourself that you belong there, that you deserve the opportunity, and that these people can learn from you as much as you can learn from them. Like just knowing like where you stand with your skills and like having that confidence to walk into a room and be able to pitch yourself or like work with other people despite like on their gender.
What are hurdles that you have had to overcome?
I think probably the biggest hurdle is just the growing into having that confidence. I think moving out here and starting from scratch has kind of pushed me into that. And definitely like my last year of school has pushed me into that as well. And just knowing that you have people supporting you and hyping you up, or like when people compliment your photography or tell you, hey, like I see you thriving in Nashville. I'm inspired by like a lot of the work you're doing. Fortunately for me, like when I was in college, I worked with I was friends with a lot of other film students who were males, and I worked with a lot of them my senior year in particular on different projects. And I worked with them because they were respectful and they didn't think of me down on that. So I feel like it's just getting comfortable and confident. That was probably like the biggest thing, because confidence is definitely like hard to find, and not only hard to find, but hard to like make consistent and constantly do. So I think that's definitely the biggest problem I had from just being a female and just being a photographer as well.
The area of the country that we call home has long been known as the Bible Belt. Maybe we are not as liberal as other parts of the country. Have you found that images that you could take and sell in Boston maybe not as popular down here as they are in Boston?
I think it's, for me personally, I choose what I photograph and I can decline a shoot. And if someone's not open to that style of shooting, then they probably aren't going to want to work with me. Like, I feel like a lot of my audience is so open-minded and so open to other things, and that's why they follow me. So I feel like an image is an image from my perspective. And I don't know, I work with a lot of open-minded people and like very accepting of anyone. So I feel like that's how my audience is, and it kind of like hasn't been an issue at all. So I'm really happy about that.
Great, great. Yes, I'm proud for you then, okay? So let's look at the images you have brought us.
So this was actually downtown Nashville at the Cambria Hotel. It was a smaller venue on the rooftop. And I was just doing a practice shoot with someone I shoot with often to get more into the concert feel down here.
Okay.
And so they're a band. I believe they go by 87th Street. 76th Street. Ooh, I should double check. I don't know them personally. I was kind of just hired out to shoot for that night and practice. I was actually there shooting someone else before them. But this shot, I really am drawn to, because these two girls were fantastic. They've been best friends. They've grown up together and created band together, which I think is really cool that they're able to be having that friendship and also like business partnership. And I feel like that comes across in the photo, because you can tell how passionate they are. And then also the moody lighting is really like why I'm happy with how this came out. There's purples, there's blues with a little bit of pink. It's lower light, but you can still see both of their faces. And I'm a big fan of candids, like when it's in the moment and not always like a perfect pose. And I feel like this is like a solid candid shot of a live performance.
Mm-hmm. I like that shot. So, yes.
I love this photo. a lot. This was also, so a lot of these are taken in Nashville. I feel like I've really stepped up my photography game lately.
Okay, great.
And these are actually two of my friends, Bien and Chandra, and they are a couple. And I completely, this was not staged. Like, I caught them in the moment. Like, they had no idea that I had my camera, pointing at them.
Uh-huh.
And what I love about this one, this is just at a cider place downtown. But I'm kind of shooting through a fire. And yeah. I've really been experimenting a lot with low lighting situations. Mm-hmm. And so I shot through the fire. But then you have this candid shot of them look literally such like pure joy. Like when this one came up on the screen, I was already smiling. And I just love how much of story there is, how much emotion's in it. And then how their faces are like illuminated by the fire. Like I didn't set up any light or anything. Right. So it's all natural lighting, which is really cool. So this one's actually back in Boston. I do shoot in Boston when I'm home so I went home for the holidays around Christmas time. And this is one of my photography friends back at home. Him and I just headed to Boston downtown for the day. And we actually went into a really nice hotel and took this photo. And what I really like about it is that it's just challenging for me because our styles were very different. So I was trying to use my like skills, but to capture a style that really fits his personality and like what he was wearing and like how a bit moody it is. And like the colors are dull, but it's also bright. And just like the pose of like where I caught him like mid walk. Mm-hmm. I was really happy with how it came out and it's like a good full body shot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. I'm happy with this photo. I think it was a great time. And, like, this shoot in general, I learned a lot from collaborating with another creative. So
okay, good, good. Okay, now this is an interesting photo.
Yeah.
I tried to describe it to myself, and I can't find words. Now, I like it. It's an interesting concept, interesting angles. What are we looking at here?
So I love doing creative things with portrait photography. Like I feel very confident in taking headshots and just nice like senior portraits. Even senior portraits, I get actually very creative with like graduation photos. Mm-hmm. But I love experimenting with different lighting and props and poses and things that are kind of like out of the box, such as this photo. So this was actually taken over a year ago, I think. I think I was going into my last year of school, so like a year and a half ago or something.
Okay.
And it's still one of my favorite photos, and it's like one of my most complimented photos because
I can understand why.
Yeah. What I did was pretty much I took a slinky and I wrapped it around my lens. So the lens is in the slinky, and then my subject, she is holding it out. So then it gives you this like blurred, like colored like swirl effects, but then also I angled the slinky perfectly so you can still see her face
mm-hmm.
and her expression, but everything is also like really like crisp. The slinky is a little blurred intentionally, but everything's like crisp. Like the slinky isn't too blurry, she's in focus, and it's just like full of pure joy and lots of color, which I love. And it was such a fun thing to experiment with because also I only had two hands, and it was the first time I ever tried it. So I was, like, trying to put the slinky on the right way and, like, figure out, like, what lens works best and everything.
Yeah.
So that's been one of my favorite photos for the past year and a half, like, 2 years now.
I am so jealous of you people that can be so creative. I'm thinking, okay, now, what mind comes up with putting a slinky on a camera lens and take a photograph? I mean... What did you have for breakfast? Come up with that idea.
A lot of it is just like seeing something and wanting to create it with your own twist. I get like a lot of inspiration from Pinterest, or I'm always following other creatives on like usually like Instagram, other social media platforms. And I see some kind of work and I'm like, oh, that's a really cool concept. But now I want to do it in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly like what I did with shooting through a slinky and using that as a prop and like completely changing the image opposed to if I just took a picture of her standing in the field.
I envy you people so much for being so creative. I'm like, you've got all the talent, okay?
And this one is actually very recent. I did this home as well when I was back in Boston shooting. And this is another example of a candid where it was very much like you can tell how much they love each other and how comfortable they are with each other and how just like relaxed they are. But also you have this like red bridge that's really bright, contrasting with all the neutral colors that they're wearing and the location. And I did a lot with the editing of this photo to kind of figure out a style of photo and coloring that really fits their personality and relationship. So I had a lot of fun with this, and I just like love how they're looking at each other. And it was overcast that day, so the lighting was absolutely perfect. And I love that kind of crisp, clean lighting if I'm doing like an outdoor shoot.
Right.
So yeah, it was really hard to choose a favorite from this session. I have a lot of them, but this is definitely like one of my favorites from that couple's shoot.
It's a good photograph. A very good photograph. Thank you for sharing those with me. At this time, I want to ask you, what is a subject that you feel in the industry, in our craft, that needs to be brought to the forefront?
I think two things come to mind. Capturing mental health struggles. I think that's a big thing in my generation that can sometimes be hard to capture and photographs, but I think any awareness about mental health is really good, and capturing that on photo, whether it's digital, analog, or doing some video work is really powerful, and I don't think you can ever bring that to attention enough. And then also doing like boudoir photography, I don't know if I said it right, but just like appreciating like particularly like women's bodies and like highlighting the beauty in them and how like wonderful they are, and like not really seeing it as like a sexual like object or anything. I think those are two forms of content that I really like seeing and connecting with that I think should be brought more like more normalized and more just like everyday photos you should see, because it's both of those things are part of everyone's everyday life, no matter who you are.
Have you come across anyone in your time as a photographer that you think, okay, maybe this person can use someone to talk to?
I think as a photographer's perspective, I haven't really like seen that firsthand. I think as like a human's perspective, I definitely like have seen that firsthand, and it is really hard to tell if someone's struggling. Like, you can be such a like happy, energetic person, but like still be battling with mental health. And I think it's just the check, like, it sounds like basic and overdone, but like the checking in with your friends or like people like I'm friends with from home who are still in New England, or some of my friends who moved, it's just like sending them a message, me like, hey, this reminded me of you, or hey, hope you're doing well, miss you, like, let's talk soon. Like, letting people know that you think of them, and kind of just like asking someone how you're doing, or just straight up being like, how are you doing? Like, how is your mental health? Like, how are you doing? Are you struggling with anything? Like, I think people just need to be more upfront about it, because like even for me growing up, that wasn't like an upfront question. And now I feel like it's slowly becoming that. And just like having that direct communication and checking in with people that you know, or sharing your own like mental health experiences. Because if you talk about it yourself, more people are going to be open and to trusting you and having that be another open conversation that I think we all should have.
You are not the first guest that brought up mental health in this part of the episode. And I know that mental health plays a role in our industry, whether it be brought on by bullying or be brought on by how we view ourselves. It does run rapid in our industry. And I agree with you, there needs to be something that we can talk about openly. Needs to be something that we can discuss with others, just get together and talk about and find some solution. For someone looking up to you as you being a concert photographer, your portrait business, what advice can you give them to point them in the right direction?
definitely just keep shooting. Don't put a camera down. Even if you're not at the point where you're making money from it, like, don't ever put a camera down, because the more you shoot, the more you're going to get better. Like, I can show you photos I've taken over the summer and, like, photos I'm taking now, how much better I've gotten just in a few months. And I think the more practice you get out of it, the better you're going to be, and you're going to learn from failing. So embrace that. You're going to have moments where you're like, oh, I messed up that shot, or something went wrong, and you're just going to have to learn from that. So I think that's my biggest advice. But also, like, network with everyone, because you don't know who's going to get you a job. The amount of times I've networked with someone or I've met someone and I'm like, hi, like, I'm Kayla, like, oh, I do photography. And then they're like, oh, I know someone who's looking for a photographer. And then I get a job from that is crazy. And I think it's just, like, being nice to everyone, being super easy to work with, is also big in the film industry. If you are punctual, you're professional, and you're easy to work with, you will be asked to come back and work with them, or someone's going to refer you for another job. And the same thing works with any kind of social media, multimedia, like, business. A lot of it's about personality. When I was directing films in undergrad, I directed 2 capstone projects, and I handpicked my crew. I made sure it was all people who had really great personalities, mm-hmm. who were easy to work with, because they created a positive energy on set, and it made it fun, even though we were tackling such big projects. The same thing is with photographers. One of the photographers I work with, him and I vibe so well together, and we promote each other. We throw each other's names around and everything. And same for photographers at home. Someone I worked with was in one of the photos. I've been giving his name to some of my friends who are in Rhode Island who are also photographers and everything. And we actually met through someone I went to school with. So it's all just, like, who you know, who you're going to know, like, being personable, and just, like, don't put a camera down. Like, don't do it. Just, like, keep shooting. Put yourself out of your comfort zone and just, like, know that you're going to get better. And, yeah, like, it's a lot. It's challenging, especially it's ambitious, kind of, if this is, like, your main, like, job and everything. But mm-hmm. you just kind of got to keep going with it and know that it's definitely a learning process, no matter if you've been a photographer for a year or 10 years. Like, you're always going to be learning, and you should be.
How much gear do you normally carry with you?
Usually for photography, I just have a camera backpack. So it has my camera body, it has my lenses in it, and, like, my laptop. And it's good. For video, it can be a bit more, especially if you're carrying around a stabilizer or lights. Or when I was working in the film industry or doing a lot of film production, it was a lot of huge cases, a lot of heavy equipment. And definitely have a bigger car, like, I have a, like, SUV. Like, that was really, that was perfect for me in undergrad. But, yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I know a lot of people, like, in the film industry, like, on the TV sets I've worked on, they have, like, carts, and each department has different kind of carts, and you, mm-hmm. like, push stuff if you're really going around. But just as a photographer, like, I feel like I'm not really carrying not much, just because I have a camera backpack. I prefer ones where I can put my laptop in there, a hard drive, and what I need to shoot with. So it's not too bad.
Okay, that's where we are totally, totally different, because I would be bringing light stands, soft boxes, reflectors. I'd be bringing portable changing rooms. I would have camera bags. I would have a camera, backup camera, a backup camera for the backup camera in case the main camera broke. I mean, I would have so much stuff. It was like, I was like a traveling gypsy going down the road, okay? I found myself so emotionally and physically drained after a shoot. I was like, oh, thank God that's over. Have you ever been that way?
I think usually it's the opposite. Sometimes before a shoot, I'm like, oh, like, some of them I'm really excited before. But sometimes I'm like, oh, like, I have to shoot today. I have to do this. Like, I have to make sure it goes really well. And then it's like the second I'm behind the camera, my attitude changes. I'm like, wow, I love this. I love my life. And usually afterwards, if it's a really good shoot, like, I feel really good about it. And I'm, like, pretty excited. Also, like, relieved that I'm like, okay, this went really well. But usually I'm, like, pretty happy. Like, if you really enjoy it, I think even after a long day, like, you'll feel relieved and, like, satisfied and like content, or you'll be like, oh, I need to be more prepared next time. Like, you always learn something. So, yeah.
Today's youth, I swear. Kayla, thank you for coming here and talking with me on Model Connection Podcast. It has been a joy talking to you. For the people that are listening on podcasts and watching on YouTube, how can they contact you?
The best way to contact me is email me at Kayla Eileen Photography, KAYLAEILEEN, and then photography at gmail.com. And then also on Instagram as well. I'm on Instagram every day. I'm very active. My website is being rebranded right now. So shooting me a DM or giving me a follow. And my Instagram handle is Kayla, so KAYLA.Eileen, EILEEN dot photography as well. But that's definitely the best way. And from there, I am very responsive there on my Facebook page, which is like by the same name, and like email. But yeah, that's the best way to contact me.
All you entertainers out there that are looking for a photographer to follow you on the road, I've got the perfect candidate for you, okay? So in closing, I would like to say thank you for tuning in into Model Connection. Please like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on social media at Model Connection Podcast. Thank you.